tickets, go to WeddingsByAllyLLC.com. Go to WeddingsByAllyLLC.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good to be with you.
I guess that's
If we could pop that music down, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
I love that song, but yeah.
Yeah, we do love that song. A lot to get to you here this evening, and welcome to everyone. He said, she said on WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. We're going to be covering a lot of issues here this afternoon, everything from Trump being back on Facebook to what's going on in Ukraine, LaToya, the classified docs, the World Economic Forum.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said not necessarily in that order.
Right. But in some order, we'll get to it. And, of course, we want to hear from you guys. Your emails are always accepted and welcome at jeff@wgso.com. And we always want to get your phone calls at 504-556-9696. And we'll work on getting Mimi back in business here and do that. Miles got us going here, made a good point. So let's see if we can get that going. How about now? How do you sound now, my dear?
I got you, babe.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna work
okay.
on it.
We'll get it together soon.
Yeah. Let's start with talking about LaToya. We'll start local and then go to all these other issues. Did you see the Face the Nation interview? Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I saw her part.
And how do you think she did?
I think she's living in La La Land. I really think she's out of touch. I think she's on national television. There isn't a mayor that's going to get on national television and say, oh, yeah, my city is riddled with crime. You know, everything's terrible. The streets and infrastructure are horrible. No one picks up trash or Christmas trees. So, I mean, she's not going to do that. But I'll tell you what they do, and this is a trick they do. So the way they can say that crime is down is because they cite the murder numbers. But they don't include people who were shot, carjackers.
But hold on. The murder numbers are up. Okay. So the only thing that she can say is that in 2023, the murder numbers are a little bit down in the first few weeks than they were in 2022.
Exactly. So
but 2022 was a big increase from 2021.
I understand that. But that's what they do.
So you can play around statistics and say, you know, well maybe in these first 23 days, 25 days, we've seen a little bit of a decrease. And we're talking about one murder less than last year. We're not talking about a big decrease in murder. But overall, I mean,
so crime technically, just how these criminals act.
Yeah.
So technically she can say it's down.
Technically, she can say it's down from last year, which was a historic high post Katrina. And historic high as far as the 21st century goes, because the last time we had a murder rate this high was 1996.
And whether it's up or not, it doesn't matter. You know, she's going to say it's down.
Yeah.
It's just what she's going to say. And then she was asked about the recall, and she just, once again, brushed it off her shoulder.
She blew it off. So as that was going on, Mike and I went to the news conference and saw the recall organizers at the same time that she was on Face the Nation talk about how they were only 15,000 away from the goal, which is, you know, pretty darn good considering that this has never been done before, considering that this has got all the challenges. You know, you've got Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and now Mardi Gras. And, you know, it's very expensive, and it is quite a feat. They've already got, so they've already got 38,000.
That's really
pretty
good.
Pretty good.
And I was talking to you about this the other night, but we all know what Ash Wednesday is about. It's the beginning of Lent, and it's when we, you know, repent and we sacrifice a joy in our life that maybe we shouldn't be doing, you know. And I think it is the day, because it's the last day to sign the recall, that we get rid of LaToya. We give up LaToya, and we're doing it for Lent.
So,
expel her demon from our being.
And we start again with the Lent season. Let's hope. I mean, let's hope we can do that.
And I nominate Elaine Carter.
Well, we'll have plenty of time for that. I mean, and, you know, you could have...
She's running the recall.
You could have J.P. Morrell. You could have Helene Moreno. You could have Oliver Thomas. You could have maybe Desiree Charbonnet. I doubt it, but all kind of people possibly. But we just need somebody better than who we got now.
Sure. But I think if you can... What they've done with this recall and the building it up and the organization and the raising of funds is pretty much what you want in a mayor. To be able to organize something,
right.
And this was grassroots. This was from the ground up.
Yeah, they did have a gentleman writing some big checks. And,
yes,
and he did help.
But that's not easy. That's not easy to get people to give money.
None of it's easy,
especially when that same donor supported LaToya.
Yeah, none of it's easy. None of it's easy. It's all historic. Never been done before. 504-556-9696. You're listening to He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. We're here Wednesdays at 5 and got some other issues we're going to get to. It's an open line. You've been doing a deep dive into the World Economic Forum, which just had their conference in Davos.
Yes.
And you had people from all over the world going there. And tell us what you found.
Okay, so first of all, every country was represented. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. And they all had their finance advisors there, and they all had some sort of climate person there. And then I want to just read to you, because a lot of people don't know who the Americans were that went. And I think that that's very important, because we all need to know who's in on this globalist BS. So I'll do one UK, Tony Blair. And he said some very alarming things about vaccines and getting vaccines and making
right.
sure everyone's got the vaccine. Okay. So we all know John Kerry was there. He's another fool. Catherine Tai of U.S. Trade Representative, Martin Walsh, Secretary of Labor, Samantha Powers. Oh, my God. I remember her from Obama. She was head of the U.N.
Yeah, she's a big leftist.
What a disaster.
Big leftist.
Okay. Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence, Christopher Wray.
He's a disaster.
FBI.
He's a disaster.
And you know what he talked about?
He's a disaster.
He talked about private and public relationships between the FBI and the private sector. Now, who do you think he's talking about?
Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook,
right.
Google, you name it.
So here's the question. Did
Wait,
he go over
done.
There in his FBI
yes.
jets? Did the taxpayers pay
oh.
for him to go to the World Economic Forum? I guess
don't know.
So.
I think Klaus probably finances all these jets. Mm-hmm. Okay, where was I? I'm going to read them all because y'all aren't going to believe it. Mm-hmm. Okay, where did he go? Christopher Wray, Brian Kemp, Governor of Georgia.
Yeah, he's a Republican.
Who just got reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Coons, who's a Democrat from Delaware. Daryl Issus, who is a Republican from California.
Congressman.
Let's see. Gregory Meeks, who is a congressman from New York, Democrat. Gretchen Whitmer, the crazy-eyed Gretchen
Governor
Whitmer,
of,
who
shut down
Michigan while her husband was out boating on the lake.
And, Governor Whitless.
And she refused to let people buy seeds and grow their own foods.
Right.
Like, that really happened. J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois. That guy is insane. J.B., yeah, got him. James Risch, senator from Idaho, Republican. Joe Manchin, we all know, West Virginia. Now, let me tell you, he actually pushed back on them. And he's the only
a
one.
A little. a little. And he also, by the way, the other day hinted that he may run for president in 2024.
Well, he's not going to get it because he made a deal with the devil so that they could pass this.
What I'm hoping is he doesn't get elected senator again, because West Virginia needs a Republican senator, and he's a Democrat, and he's in a very red state. It's ridiculous for West Virginia to have Joe Manchin as senator. So he might figure, hey, I can't win senator again, I'll just run for president.
That's ridiculous. He needs to just turn Republican and run for senator again.
Well, I mean, he's too much of a liberal. He's a liberal.
He's not going to get it. So if he wants to do that, that's fine, and make money off of donations like they all do. Okay, Kyrsten Sinema. So you noticed the two pushbacks, Joe and Kyrsten, were there. That's very interesting. Maria Cantwell, Senator of Washington, Democrat. Mm-hmm. Maria, you'll know this one. Maria Elvira Salazar.
Right.
She says she's a Republican. She's from Florida, but I don't believe her.
So what does all this tell you, all these people?
Wait, I just got a couple more.
Okay.
Mike Gallagher, Congressman from Wisconsin, Republican.
Yeah.
Mickey Sherrill, Congresswoman from New Jersey, Democrat. Seth Mouton, Congressman from Massachusetts, Democrat. Okay. But I cannot even tell you. This was 3 pages in small print.
Yeah. A lot. Well, what it hit me was there are a lot of Republicans on that list. So it's not just a bunch of liberal Democrats going. You've got establishment Republicans going. And it just shows you how powerful this World Economic Forum is. So they get their marching orders, they get their talking points, and they go back out in their countries and they try to implement this. And
I'm
against all of these globalist groups, and we're paying money for all of them, whether it be the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Paris Climate Accord, the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization, NATO, this. How much of our money is going to all these groups?
Well, let's explain what this is. The World Economic Forum wants to, and you might remember this from Hillary Clinton when she brought a big reset red button and made the Russian representative press it like a fool, but they've been trying to do this for a long time. It's a great reset. It's a great reimagining. You've heard that word. It's a build back better, which many of you don't know, but that phrase was used by many other presidents and prime ministers running around the world. He didn't think it up. It's being spoon-fed
right
to him. Okay, and what they want to do is remake digital currency. They want to change the way we
cash.
Eat.
Yeah.
Only green things like bugs. And when we come back, I want to tell
and
you.
And they also want to take away our meat. All right.
Wait, and when we come back, I want to talk about how they want to make plastic into food. Y'all, it's not conspiracy.
Disgusting. All right, we'll take a brief time out, take care of some business. It's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. Come join us, 504-556-9696. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you're in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Hey, it's Jeff Cruer. Is it time to renew your license? The DMV is slow, but Quick Notary is fast. Quick Notary can renew your license fast. So don't waste your time. Save yourself the hassle. Come to Quick Notary for all your DMV services today. They're in Metairie at 1035 Veterans Boulevard, corner West William David. Their other services include vehicle registration renewal, vehicle title transfer, notarizing affidavits or bill of sales, power of attorney, donations, and even wills. miles. You can even get your new license plate issued right on the spot. And don't wait for the rush. At Quick Notary, you can get your nationally mandated real ID. They're open until 5:30 p.m. during the week and 4 p.m. on Saturday. For more information, dial 504-598-5666. That's 504-598-5666. Or visit them on Facebook. That's Quick Notary. That's Q-U-I-K Notary. For all your notary services, there's no one quicker or better than Quick Notary. I guarantee it. You might think that woke politics and medical tyranny have destroyed the American workplace. But did you know that some companies are standing up and saying no? In just 1 year, over 2,000 companies have pledged to honor free speech and medical privacy at redballoon.work. Business owners, if you want to find top-tier, values-aligned talent or want access to one-of-a-kind courses and guides that will help you build an uncancelable pro-freedom workplace, sign up today at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Job seekers, if you're tired of skin-deep promotions and vaccine checkpoints and you want to find a courageous company that shares and protects your values, new jobs are waiting for you at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Back, and we thank you for joining us on He Said, She Said, right here on WGSO. I'm Jeff Carrera.
Wait, babe, I'm too busy dancing.
Okay,
I'm
there
Unique
you go.
Aware.
Dance away. So we've been talking about a lot of different things. We want to get your phone calls in at 504-556-9696. Want to squeeze in another issue here. You wanted to make the connection between...
The plastic?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I have a Ukraine thing.
Yeah.
I'll be real quick, honey. So they want to make plastic. Yella, watch the video. Uh-huh. This is true. This is not conspiracy. They think they could solve, it'd be a really green thing to do, that they could solve plastic pollution. What they do is they break it down into like microbes. Okay. And I'm not a scientist, so if I don't say everything correct. And it gets down into this microbe form, and then they do something to it else, and then it comes out like a powder, and then I don't know what you do with it, but you do something. And so, literally, it's not just cockroaches and, you know, they don't want meat, and you'll be able to have it like once a month as a treat, WF says. And they don't want us to have crustaceans or fish. And they've already put regulations on snow crab, Alaskan king crab, lobster. You don't want to know what they're doing with the salmon. They have made genetically modified salmon. And this salmon will grow 4 or 5 times faster than a regular salmon. But when you put them back in nature with the other salmon, they eat the regular salmon. And so basically... all of the salmon are going to end up being this genetically modified salmon. Okay, that's another wacko thing they're doing. And this is all World Economic Forum, okay? And they're all getting these grants in order to do this wacky, you know, experiments. And I'm beginning to hate scientists. It's just all these scientists are mad. They're like crazy, crazy, crazy mad scientists. Okay, and so real quick. So then... Zelensky just announced a big, big deal with BlackRock, who's a large, I guess you'd call them banking entity, but I think they're much bigger than that, and the WEF. And BlackRock's head honcho is just under Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum. They go to Zelensky and make a deal to rebuild Ukraine. So in effect, Ukraine will already be completely 100% in the globalist hands, echoing and mimicking the World Economic Forum. So I'm going to say this. We are fighting against communism of Russia.
in order so they can become communist, because that's what World Economic Forum is. They want to control you. They want digital currency. They will cut you off if you're not green enough. They don't want you to travel too much because that's your carbon footprint. Like, they will cut you off. They will penalize you. You won't be able to get your money out the bank. So we are telling the Ukrainian people, when they can come back, and they're so excited because they want to come back to the Ukraine they fled, but they're not coming back to the Ukraine they fled. They're coming back to communist Ukraine. So I don't want to fight so that they can implement this global BS.
You good now?
No.
All right. Let's try to squeeze in a call before we go to the break, and we'll squeeze in some more of these issues here. Let's go bring on our friend Mark joining us in Gretna. What's happening, Mark? How are you?
Hey,
good evening.
How y'all doing? Hey,
all right,
real
my friend.
Quick, Mimi's right. We got to give up for Lent Latoya Cantrell and the Aspen Institute and Walt Isaacson, besides all the other sugars and all the other bad stuff. A couple things. Number one, Jennifer Flowers is doing a concert tonight in Metairie at the Max Lounge. I know that's Bill Clinton's ex. I don't know if anybody's going to that, wants to ask her about Bill, but it's there for the taking.
Are you going to be there, Mark?
My wife won't let me near. She's jealous. My wife gets very jealous.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's very controlling.
But
you know?
She's old now.
I live with, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're good point, Mimi. You're right. I'll tell that. Pass it on to my wife, see if it'll work.
So I guess we won't see you there.
Mm-hmm. Probably not. So I told this to Jeff on his show, and I wanted to get Mimi's take on this. There's a plan for, and I'm going to get more information soon, for an unvaccinated-only bar in Jefferson Parish, in Metairie in particular. And I wanted to get your take on that. I think it might be a good business plan. And one other thing, and Jeff, look, I'm going to let you know, it's kind of a teaser here, because I've listened to your show every Wednesday, but yeah. I usually don't get a chance to call in too easily. But I'm going to give you information the next couple of days, and Mimi, you're going to be interested in this. I talked to Dr. Marksberry. There is plans to move the four monuments. Now, I'm going to give you all more information on this soon. I talked to him directly, and they are planning possibly to move these to another location. Now, they were looking, just give you a little insight on this. They were looking to put them on a flatbed 18-wheeler truck and bring these statues, which, you know, when you get close to them are huge. And
right.
Think about this, guys. When you put those standing up on an 18-wheeler on a trailer, you're looking at issues if you're, say, going to a different state or up north in Louisiana. Because for the record, they're looking for locations in North Louisiana, maybe in Mississippi.
Okay.
But when you go, say, up
they can't take them to Mississippi.
Jeff,
they can't take them to Mississippi.
Okay.
There's a statute.
Well, besides that, say if you go up 59, for example, my point is, guys, you can't get those statues under certain overpasses, like on 59 near Picayune.
Mark, they already took a large statue
Keep us posted on that.
It was on a horse, and they brought it to Galveston.
Okay. All right.
So this has been done.
We got to roll, but thank you, Mark, for that info. Keep us posted on that. Quick time out. We'll be right back.
Does your vote really count? Is it being canceled out by fake votes? In a statewide election, votes in one city like New Orleans can cancel honest votes around the state. New Orleans should have about 193,000 legally registered voters, about two-thirds of the adult U.S. citizens living there. Instead, New Orleans has 266,000 quote-unquote legally registered voters, or 73,000 more than you would expect, considering that John Bel Edwards won re-election by only 40,000 votes. This is important. Please call Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin at 225-922-2880 and ask him to fix this broken system. No one really believes there are that many registered voters in New Orleans, and this problem needs to be fixed now before the next election for governor. If you want to get more information or help us spread this message, email us at info@lavip.org. We are the Louisiana Voter Information Project. Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company, we help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185. Are you one of the many whose roof hasn't been done yet after Hurricane Ida? Well, Dell's Roofing works with homeowners like you to repair or replace the roof and gutters that were damaged by the storm. Dell has been roofing New Orleans since 1982, and Dell and his crew are personally on every roof replaced or repaired. No matter where you are in the insurance claim process, Dell can help. Haven't filed a claim or received partial coverage for repairs? Denied replacement coverage? Or are you ready to get the work started? Dell's Roofing would like to offer you a free inspection and roof assessment. Dell will take the photos and videos to show you exactly what's going on up on your roof. Then you be the judge on what next steps, if any, to take. So call or text 504-402-7013. That's 504-402-7013. Or visit dellsroofing.com for your free inspection and roof assessment.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we've been cruising through an open line, lots of different topics. We've been talking about everything from World Economic Forum to Ukraine to LaToya Cantrell to monuments. We just were talking about that. Facebook has reinstated Donald Trump, as did Instagram, which I think is a great thing. And I think Trump should start using Twitter, and he should start using every social media avenue he can to reach his millions of fans. As True Social gains more followers, right now it's just a fraction of what these other ones are, he needs to promote his message to as many people as possible.
Well, he's already said he's going to. He's involved in a contract with Truth Social that he cannot post on any other platform until 6 hours has passed that his post on Truth has been sitting there. So that expires, I think, in June, and then he can hit the ground running. And he can post anywhere he wants because he's not going to renew that option. So he will be on Twitter. And it was his campaign that got with Facebook and Instagram. They requested it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting back on. On
he
Twitter,
should.
On Twitter, he has 80 million people.
Yeah.
On Truth, oh, it's a fraction. And that's because they don't have enough, you know, it's new and they need to.
And it's going to take a long time. The problem is that, you know, all these years we've been dealing with Facebook and Twitter has been censoring. And he started his own platform to try to build up, a free speech alternative. And it just doesn't have the numbers right now. And he needs to run for president again. So he needs to really do both. Maybe he can do some deals where he still gives True Social some content that is unique to continue to grow that platform.
It will be, Twitter will not censor him.
Yeah.
And Elon's getting rid of the bots. So no Russian bots, no Chinese bots.
What's interesting is Elon does all that. A lot of advertisers are leaving. Their numbers are down.
There was a story. They're coming back.
Okay. Well, there's a number today that their ad revenue fell by 70% in December. So
that's not what Elon posted.
If they come back, well, I'm just reading.
I'm just telling you what Elon.
I'm reading the latest report here. Twitter's avenue.
I'd rather get it from Elon.
Dropped sharply in December with ad spending falling 71%. A lot of these woke corporations are not going to advertise with them because they don't like free speech.
No.
They don't want people to be speaking their minds. Right. So they're not going to be advertising with them.
But they bow at the almighty church altar of green, of money. That's what anybody wants in the world.
They prefer their green agenda, okay, to the greenbacks because they're getting their green through other sources. They're getting their green.
You just have to let the storm pass, and then you do what you want to do.
He's going to have to suffer for a while, but I think he'll eventually be able to be all right, but he's going to have to bring on new people.
I've never known Trump to suffer.
No, I'm talking about Elon. I'm talking about what's going on with Twitter.
I think he's doing all right.
504, well, he's lost a lot of money on Tesla. Again, these woke idiots are leaving Tesla, so Tesla is down big time. And, you know, he's suffering, and you notice he's been out of the news lately. He hasn't been as high profile. I think he's trying to take a step back.
He's on Twitter.
But, I mean, he's not every day in the news. He's not every day doing something provocative. He's been just taking a step back over the past few weeks.
He just made a post about the World Economic Forum.
I'm just saying he has not been as high profile.
We're doing he said, she said here right now.
He has not been nowhere near as high profile lately. All right, let's go to our friend Matthew, who is with us in Metairie. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Well, first, a little Second Amendment-y news. There's been a Congress critter who has proposed, Matt Gaetz proposed defunding the ATF, getting rid of it altogether. And there's been another Congress critter who has proposed repealing the NFA. So these are both, they're good signals. They're not going to happen. But I like them.
I love them. I'd like to also get rid of the Department of Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, and keep going. Get rid of a lot of these alphabet agencies.
And get rid of restrictions on FOIA. And they have a lot of restrictions on FOIA.
And rein in the FBI and rein in the CIA. So.
Yeah. All of this is good. My car is now dying.
Don't let that happen.
Well, no, it's going to do that whether I want it to or not. All right. In my opinion.
Okay, well, be careful.
I think things are moving in the generally right direction. As far as what Jeff said about, these companies pursuing their ideology above their bottom line, I have a hard time believing that the shareholders are just going to continue to put up with it.
Exactly.
Well, the problem is a lot of times shareholders don't speak up. I mean, we have on the guy from the public policy center who goes to the shareholder meetings. Hey, Matthew, we're hearing a lot of feedback, my friend. Thank you. We're going to have to let you off. There's a big echo. Thank you, my friend. That's Matthew. The guy goes to the shareholder meetings and tries to present a point of view that is conservative, the Free Enterprise Project, and sometimes he's the only one. He's in a corporate meeting where they have a lot of leftists. They're pursuing a corporate agenda. He's saying the shareholders are eventually going to take notice. Shareholders don't know a lot of what the corporate policy is. They don't understand. They don't speak up. Sometimes this guy is the only one presenting any kind of contrarian point of view. He goes to big corporate shareholder meetings. I support him because we need to have that conservative, contrarian point of view at these shareholder meetings. These corporations need to be held to account for what they're doing because they're certainly not doing anything that's in the interest of shareholders.
Well, and there's a big company that just now walked their woke back M&M's. They remade the M&M's. You know how they all make them like people and stuff like that in the commercials? Well, they turned them all woke. And they went down in sales so bad that they have now pulled back that campaign.
And they've hired a Saturday Night Live personality to be their spokeswoman now.
Look, so, as long as they just have regular, just put them back to the way they were. But,
so we'll see about that. But I know Tucker Carlson had made that a big issue, and you know, good for him.
And look, and as far as Twitter goes, that board and their shareholders, that's the most liberal place in the world. But those shareholders wanted the green. Okay, they did not care.
You know, what all they were doing over the past few years has been detrimental to their bottom line. You know, when you kick out all these conservatives, when you censor, that's not good for your bottom line. They were doing it anyway. And they created Gab. They created Getter. They created all these other alternatives because of how they treated
Rumble.
How they treated the conservative users. So the corporate shareholders, whoever was involved in those decisions, didn't speak up enough or were okay with it. I mean, a lot of these corporations, their boards are filled with a bunch of liberals.
Mm-hmm.
504-556-9696. All right, let's go to our good friend in the Palmetto State, the great state of South Carolina, and we say hello to Cowboy.
And who promised who?
Cowboy, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
It's a little staticky. How you doing, sir?
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Now, you
hold on just a minute.
Yeah, you might be, if you're on speaker, you might want to turn that off.
Are you on a speakerphone, buddy?
No, that's all those turds. That's what all those turds over in Devon sound like.
Okay. Okay.
What you got?
Well, you know, Jeff keeps talking about the fact that Louisiana is not number one in a lot of things. Well, maybe you live in Louisiana, and that makes it number one.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Thank you, Cowboy.
Now, you got these idiots over in Davos that are walking on 2 feet of snow on each side. They're wearing heavy coats, they're wearing boots, they're wearing toboggans and everything, but yet they get in there and they talk like they do.
Right.
So, you know, what you going to say about that? And let me tell you something else, too. That what Mimi was talking about the food, it's already it's been out since the 80s, and I'm going to tell you why. They used to make, they've been making food out of what you used to film with on 8mm films for a long time, ever since the mid-80s. Whatever it is, you can get it in Masonic Army, Navy, or a surplus store. And if you ever ate a sea ration, that's like eating plastic.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, speaking of plastic, I mean, the studies have shown that all of us are consuming, you know, little bits of microplastics in the water we're drinking and the food we're eating. It's probably very detrimental to our health. I mean, it's probably going to accumulate and cause all kind of health problems in people.
I think the difference is that now there's more exposure, more people who are not typically reading political things or anything like that. I mean, it's really getting out there.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. You know, we've got our Patriot Supply. I they're not an advertiser, but I would say go get it.
I think people need to be prepared just in case. And what they're doing is just way over the line, so over the line. Cowboy, we appreciate you, my friend. I'm going to be in touch with you, so hang on. I'm going to be reaching out to you soon. That is Cowboy with us in the great state of South Carolina. Our talk line, 504-556-9696. As he said, she said on WGSO, and we're cruising through an open line, getting all kinds of feedback. And let's go to Mark, who is with us in Metairie. Hey, Mr. Mark, how are you, sir? Good evening.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I mean, saying good morning, you know, but good afternoon. How you doing?
Very good, friend. Very good.
I picked y'all up last week, you know, but I was just listening. I asked you a question this morning, and I noticed the lady had mentioned about Russia. about communism. And I asked you a question about the definition of communism. And, you know, if you was to read the definition of communism, like you go online and you read it, y'all, what I see here, you know, when you talk about, you know, Karl Marx, right? Right? Don't give me your idea of communism, but could you read the definition of communism? Because from
I did that for you this morning. Did you hear that, my friend?
Did you read it or you gave me your idea of it?
Well, I gave you not only the definition, I also gave you my interpretation of it. But here is the definition of it, is that it's sociopolitical, philosophical, economic ideology and current within the socialist movement whose goal is the establishment of a communist society, a socioeconomic order, which is centered around common ownership of the means of production, distribution, and exchange that allocates products to quote-unquote everyone. So it's pretty much the government owns everything. You own nothing.
They take care of
all of your needs, and that's supposedly the deal that you make with government. You work, you're a slave, the government is all powerful, and it's an atheistic society. No freedoms at all, my friend. No freedoms to assemble, no freedoms to protest, no freedom of speech, no freedom to practice your religion, your religious faith.
Well, Mr. Jeff, the definition that I'm seeing is not saying what you say.
Okay.
What book are you using?
It's not a book. I'm online. Look, all you got to do is go on your phone and put in the definition of communism, and it's going to tell you.
Mark, let me say one thing. Mark, you're a religious man. I know you're a faith-filled Christian, correct?
You know, that's correct.
That is directly opposed to communism. You don't think that their church is operating in North Korea, do you?
Well, it's not that I'm for it now. I'm not for it. I just want the truth. I'm not for it because I'm for what they call a bureaucracy. I'm for a bureaucracy. That's what I'm for, and it's not going to happen.
Okay, well, that's not communism. For. Yeah.
That's correct. But here it says a political theory devolved from Karl Marx, advocating class war and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned and each person works and is paid according to their...
My friend, we're going to touch on that when we come back, but we got to go to a break. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mark. Sure. Good to hear from you.
Just real quick, I want to say it's not a theory.
Okay.
Okay, a theory is something that's just an idea.
Right.
It's already been implemented.
Well, let's delve into it more when we come back, but let's take a brief time out right here on WGSO. It's He Said, She Said. Let's take care of some business. More calls coming your way right after this.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you are in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
Great news! The Home Defense Foundation will soon resume its free self-defense and firearm classes. These classes are absolutely free, including trainer time, firearm use, free ammo, and free targets. Learn about firearm safety and learn what type of self-defense firearm to buy before you buy the wrong one. To learn about upcoming classes, join our mailing list at hdfnola.org. We never ask for money, and we don't send spam. That's hdfnola.org. And come to one of our free events and hear great speakers like Metro Crime Commission President Rafael Goyeneche. Free firearm lessons and free events. You can't beat it. We don't ask for money, and we never send spam. hdfnola.org.
All of us want to find affordable insurance tailored to our unique needs. Whether it's homeowners, flood, auto, or business insurance, the place to go is Foundation Insurance Group. Their team of experienced independent insurance agents will give you your insurance options and quotes for the best rates available. Foundation Insurance Group is an independent, locally owned insurance agency based right here in River Ridge. They're your neighbors who worry about floods, hurricanes, lawsuits, and car accidents on I-10 just like you do. When you work with them, you're not an account number. You're a valued customer, a local who deserves personal, honest service and professional guidance. Whether it's auto, homeowners, commercial, or flood, Foundation Insurance Group are your neighbors who understand you're a vital part of our local community. For more information, call 504-304-6143 or visit foundationinsgroup.com.
All right, we're back. So interesting discussion with our friend about communism, and just I wanted to make a point. I know you have a point to make about China. Russia is no longer communist. So when the Soviet Union was the evil empire, we had Democrats who were constantly saying we should negotiate with them, work with them, we should be friendly with them. Now that they are non-communist, you might want to call it an autocracy, you might want to call it a dictatorship, you might want to call it...
Autocracy is good.
You know, some other type of government. The Democrats are all about, and the neocons are all about war, fighting them. Russia's the enemy.
Well, that's about money.
Russia's the cause of everything from Donald Trump's election to Hunter Biden's laptop, and of course a bunch of lies. And now, you know, we gotta support Ukraine more than support our own army
because we're laundering money.
We gotta support Ukraine's border more than our own border.
Do you know? Do you remember about what just happened yesterday with Zelensky's government?
Yeah, well, he had 9 people he had to fire because they were taking money,
and many more just quit.
And
they were taking money from all of these countries.
We're not auditing the money that we're sending them.
And why are we not auditing? Because they're taking it too in this country.
Yeah. So we're worried about their people supposedly, but really, as you say, it's a big scam. And it
because
is,
Ukraine has always been the
it's a corrupt
number
country.
One money laundering country. In but the world.
What bothered me is hearing Bill O'Reilly talking about how, you know, we've got to fight this war. You know, we've got to do this. We've got to take on this responsibility for Europe. We can't let Putin win here. This is something that is a responsibility of the American people, or it could get worse.
No, it's NATO's responsibility.
And I'm just thinking this is, well, it's not a NATO country.
Doesn't matter.
Ukraine's not a NATO country. It's not NATO's responsibility.
They could do it individually. Listen, if we can sit, I'm sorry. We just can't take it all. And we have a war going on at our southern border. We have invaders, and we have them bringing over poison and killing American citizens.
And we're not even concerned about
our
own citizens.
And our military needs to go down there and stop these cartels.
If they're sending tanks to Ukraine, how about putting tanks on the border? How about if we're fighting the Russians, how about fighting the Mexican drug cartel?
All they'd have to do is fly over and start dropping bombs.
Yeah. So, anyway, the whole thing is just, and I don't think it has the American people's support. They're doing it anyway. You got bipartisan support for it. We're sending all these tanks. We're sending all this money, $100 billion. Where does it end? Where does it end? A trillion? Will a trillion be enough?
Well, I think we're going to convert to digital currency, and I think they think that's where they're going to make it up.
I mean,
I'm serious.
And then we're going to be sending American troops over there.
Well, and China has digital currency right now. They've had it for years. And the way it works is they monitor your carbon footprint. They monitor what you're buying. They monitor how many times you fly. If you fly too much, they will cut you off because that's a carbon footprint. If you're buying things that are not green, they will cut you off. If you are doing anything, driving cars too much, doing whatever it is that they don't want you to do. They cut your money off.
Here's my problem with what's going on in Washington. There's not really any side speaking out for the American people, not really any side speaking out for America First. Nobody's really saying, hey, hold on to all this spending in Ukraine, this ratcheting up toward a nuclear war.
A lot of it in Congress are doing that.
Where, I mean, all Fox News says, you know, the Lindsey Grahams of the world beating the war drums.
Okay, that's one idiot.
You know, but there are plenty of others that they have on too. And Mitch McConnell says the most important thing in America today.
Because he's making money.
The most important thing in America today is the Ukraine war. That's what he said.
They did. He and his wife were doing deals with China. Okay, they make money.
But here's the deal. He is the minority leader. So he's got amazing power.
Which is how he can grift. Yeah. He knows how to grift without getting caught.
Right. All right. Let's get some of these calls in, and let's go to our friend, Miss Janice, who's with us in New Orleans. What's going on, Miss Janice? How are you?
Yeah, I got two things to tell you guys real quick. I just saw online that the destroyer there is traveling again. She's going to Washington. They're going to have some sort of Mardi Gras thing in Washington, D.C. And here's another one for you. With the stupid idiots wanting to take away the gas stove and everything. Now, just think about this one for a second. Okay, we have a hurricane. All right. So, okay, you don't have electricity. All right, so, all right. You might be able to salvage some of your food or something. Who knows? Okay, but you got a gas stove. Okay, that would help you because you ain't got no electricity. Now, here's another one I thought of the other night in the middle of the night. I'm laying there in bed, you know, and I'm just thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Suppose you wanted to boil water.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because you can't use it from the faucet, and you need to boil that water. How the hell are you going to do that if your electricity is out, you have an electric stove, that wouldn't do you
of
no
course.
Good whatsoever. You're going to need gas.
Right.
So how
right.
stupid is no. this?
It's okay. totally stupid, and you can't do it. And but you know what they're doing with new home building mm-hmm. in New York and all that? They won't even put the whatever it is that you connect the
gas.
Yeah, they don't put those on the house.
But, you know, all the chefs that I know like to cook on natural gas.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody that has been through a hurricane knows that Ms. Janice is exactly right. We don't want to be dependent on everything electric. Then we're more vulnerable to, of course, the deep state can cut us off more easily, can't they?
Well, and I think it won't happen in Louisiana just because our tourist industry is dependent on our food that we cook so well and natural disasters. And I think that would not happen here.
Well, I would hope you're right, but in certain woke areas, it is happening. New York, California, it's already happening. I mean, this is, some people were making fun of this.
But they're woke.
Conservatives are all making a big deal of this because it's happening. It is happening. So, and then the study that they cited that it was harming people.
Oh, you mean the super educated AOC?
It was funded by those that have an economic interest in getting rid of natural gas.
They all do. This is the Green New Deal. What happens is they remake whatever it is they sell, and then everyone has to go and buy it.
All right. Well, we covered a lot of ground, but we're out of time.
I was talking real fast.
Yeah, you got a lot in, and we got a lot of calls in. Sorry we didn't get to everyone. We'll do it next time. All right. I'll see you tomorrow morning for Ringside Politics. We'll see you next week for He Said, She Said. And keep it right here. Something to Say is next on WGSO.
Hey, folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast